Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Personality Types, Shiur number 30. We're going through the 16th individual types. We went through INTJ in the last Shiur, number 29, and now we're going through INTP. The difference between the two is just the J and the P, but you see a flavor and a big difference between the two based on that. They are analysts. They are strategists. This is one of the most intellectually profound of all types. They could be a logistician, a mathematician, a philosopher, a scientist, all rolled up in one. They're excellent in Gemara. They're excellent in understanding Hashkafa in deep ways. They have a great precision of thought and language. They have a quickness of understanding. They have ingenuity. They have a fertility of ideas in dealing with problems. Their weakness is that they assume and attract the possibility as realizable in reality, and it's only theoretical, right? So in other words, they have trouble sometimes bringing that end theoretical concepts down to earth. Principles are essential for them. They're interested in what's pertinent, what's relevant in the issue at hand. Intuition makes routine difficult. That's like with every N. They're more interested in analyzing a problem and discovering a solution than carrying out their ideas. That's the issue with the P aspects. The J likes closure and they like to finalize things. A P doesn't, so they have difficulty carrying out their ideas in a practical way. They need work with that. They're more interested in formulating principles and creating theories rather than sticking to dry facts. They see reality as, you know, open-ended. They're able to concentrate better than other types. If left to their own advices, they can retreat into the world of books. And they only, you know, come out when their physical needs are urgent. That's the I, then they'll come out with that. As a P, they resist authority often. They're open to new ideas in areas of intellectual openness. Like any other NT, they don't like redundancy. They don't like incoherence. They're not good at clerical tasks. They're impatient with routine details. Their driving force is curiosity and understanding. That's the NT. They're sometimes looked upon by others as intellectual snobs, or they're impatient with those that are less endowed intellectually, which causes others to feel hostile and defensive in their presence. They may seem to external people as arrogant or aloof. The truth is that they're often very, very brilliant, often geniuses, and it's difficult to be patient with more simple types. This is the INTP challenge. They make excellent teachers for advanced students, but they're also hard taskmasters. They will drive others just as they drive themselves. Like other teammates, they're faithful and devoted, but they're preoccupied. The introversion makes them dislike a great deal of the social activity. They want order, they want organization in their homes, but they are compliant and easy to live with in that sense because they're a P. But they tend to be, because as many P's are, and especially if they're an N, they tend to be forgetful of appointments and anniversaries or paying bills and other routine chores. Like we said, they have difficulty with routine chores. Like other eyes, they have difficulty expressing their emotions verbally. That's why in a marriage relationship, their spouse may feel they're taken for granted and unappreciated. The eye does care, but they have difficulty expressing that care. So they have to work on that. Because of their introversion, they're difficult to know, and others may not realize their true level of how competent they actually are. They're generally shy, except for cold, outside, externally, except for a few close friends, and therefore it's difficult for others to penetrate their outer reserve. But they are adaptable, that's the P, but when their principles are violated, then they'll react very strongly. They have difficulty being understood by others because they're very often terse, they're very often blunt. They expect communication to be very, very precise, never redundant. That's the T aspect of them. Their home is usually well ordered, run smoothly. They're serious about their children's upbringing. And if their feeling mode of an INTP, if their feeling mode is undeveloped, they will be insensitive to others, disregarding their feelings or being oblivious to their distress. So that is a very important avoida that an INTP needs to work on. They love problem solving. They enjoy it. They have an inner reflectiveness, which is the introversion, that allows them to explore all imaginative possibilities. That's the intuition. Their objectivity, which is their thinking, demands an analysis of all that information. And their open-ended, which is the P, which prompts them to be responsive to whatever new data may present themselves. So they have that paradoxical goal. They want to make a coherent whole out of a constant amount of data, whatever it is, an article, a drawing, a plan, a scheme, a thought, a theory, whatever it may be that an INTP is dealing with. They struggle to fit all the pieces together in a complete picture that keeps expanding with discovery of new and new pieces, and they want to make it in a certain structure. And that's very exciting to an INTP, but frustrating to others, because they always want to expand their ideas. They'll make last minute changes and things like that. And that is the idea with it. So any project with an INTP, it could be fixing a leaky faucet, writing a business plan, taking a vacation. It's a mental challenge for an INTP, and they think through it from the beginning to end. It may be involving computers or resource books or anything else to focus on their project. And they basically have a rough draft, and then they go forward with it, which is exciting and challenging and stimulating to them, and whatever needs to be done. They think their projects through. Sometimes they may lose their interest in it. But generally speaking, again, we talk about the gendered issues here. Again, INTP female is not the stereotypical female. Women historically have not been looked upon as architects much beyond their home or families. And so an INTP sometimes goes against that traditional female role. But we have to respect and channel that. Sometimes they're very philosophical, right? Which is eccentric to a man. Think that when a woman starts talking philosophical or deep concepts, INTP woman will be interested in learning things that usually men are interested in. They'll learn very deep Svarim, morals, deep Chabad, or Kabbalah concepts and things like that. So it's not the typical female concept. And it, again, the NT, women are known to be subjective, soft, and caring. And an INTP is generally not subjective. They're objective. They're less soft, and they seem externally less caring. That's the T aspects of it. So the idea is that a woman that's an INTP needs to be respected for who she is. She needs to develop that more feminine character in her, of course, and the softness, and like everyone else, but they need to be respected for who they are. Parenting for an INTP is an opportunity to help their young children's minds develop and grow. They can be patient and accepting of the differences in children. They want them to express themselves, and they enjoy expressing themselves. They live in, independently. INTP parents have an amazing tolerance of support that each child pursues their own course, following their own dreams. But again, the thing is, though, that sometimes they could really push, so they have to be careful with that. INTP children could often look externally as socially shy or terribly argumentative, one or the other extreme. They may seem unfocused, and they may be frustrated at the rigidity of the school system, and they may rebel against that. Family events for INTPs are generally fun. Work that does not involve intellect could be boring and a drudgery for INTP. Again, they don't like the routine aspects of it. And so it's very important to respect the concept of an INTP. They're logisticians, they're into logic, they're flexible thinkers, though. They take an unconventional approach to many aspects of life. They're willing to mix experiment with personal creativity, and they have a very vigorous intellect. They have a life of the mind. They lose themselves in thought, which is not necessarily a bad thing. They never stop thinking. Their mind buzzes constantly with ideas, with questions, with insights. They're imaginative. They're curious. Again, in the outside, it seems like an INTP seems to be in their own daydream rule often. They're sometimes pensive, detached, a bit reserved. They crave alone time often. They cherish their independence, like we said. And many people, INTPs, enjoy brainstorming, musing about ideas and possibilities, and thinking about the mysteries of the universe and so on and so forth. Now, going through the strengths and weaknesses of an INTP. The strengths is that they're very analytical. They have a knack of spotting unexpected patterns and connections that other personalities may overlook. They're very, very original. They're very creative. They're very open-minded. They have a curiosity and an intense desire to learn, no matter what it is: politics, religion, philosophy, so on. They're extremely curious, healthy curiosity. They have a newfound, often very often a newfound interest in learning everything they can, new subjects, and they're very honest. They're very care about the truth, and they expect others to be honest with them in return. The weaknesses of an INTP is they could seem disconnected, you know, because they get lost in their own trains of thought, and then when they finally resurface with something to say, the conversation moved on without them, and they may feel disconnected. Very often they could be insensitive, because again, they see rationality as an NT, the T aspect, as rationality is a key to a better world. So they may underestimate the importance of what we call irrational values, the importance of emotion, the importance of compassion, of tradition, and so on and so forth. So they may come across to others as insensitive or unkind, even though their intentions are generally good. They are often dissatisfied. They're often looking for problems to solve, to approach ways to be better. Taken too far, that mindset can be very overwhelming, because everything, they look at things that are wrong versus what's right as they're trying to fix things. Sometimes they could overthink things. You know, they struggle reaching a decision and taking action on a decision. They can be very impatient sometimes. So these are aspects that they have to work through. In a romantic relationship, in the husband-wife relationship, they have to work on their being more outgoing, being more warm, being more down to earth, because they may seem cerebral or reserved, and they need to work on letting their guard down and let that more playful, creative side of themselves come out. You know, INTPs appreciate time alone, but they also crave companionship, and their spouses certainly do. So they need to work on that and extend forward in those warm, compassionate aspects. So that's the idea of an INTP and what they need to work on and how to thrive on whatever they're doing. You know, same thing with friendships, similar to INTJs. They prize intellectual depth in their friendships. They could be choosy, seemingly. They could be selective, because it's, again, knowledge-based type of thing. The INTP's intellectual style is not for everyone, and that's okay. This type will prefer usually a more small circle of good friends instead of a great amount of acquaintances. People with INTP personality types tend to believe that their greatest strength lies in their mind, and their, you know, but friendship could offer the world those ideas. So they need to work more on evaluating the friendship aspects of warmth and emotion and connectivity. INTPs, sometimes as parents, they get frustrated at their children's over-emotionality sometimes, you know, because they take logic for granted. But again, even though that's the case, they can be tolerant, they can be open-minded, they can encourage their children to think independently, and they need to learn how to value their emotions and their feelings as well. So they encourage their children's curiosity. They value the intellectual growth of their children. And paradoxically, a stable home based on caring, though, and validation is what INTP children need and what the parents need to provide for them as INTPs, an emotional support as well. You empower them, but there needs to be an affection coming out, both for the spouses of an INTPs and the children of INTPs. The outpouring of affection for an INTP may seem awkward, may seem over the top, but it comes a long way to help children or their own spouse feel loved and accepted and secure. So they want nothing better than of the children to be smart and independent as parents, but they need to work that they do need that emotional connection, warmth, to allow their children to thrive and to allow their spouse to thrive with them. But that's with all personality types, working on that opposite tendency as well, and to have it be as strong and as balanced as possible. So again, INTP has great, great gifts, and like every personality type, they're to be valued and cherished. Bracha v'atzlacha.